listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters. She was the 33rd press secretary of the United States. She was by the former president's side through most of the last half of his administration. Kayleigh McEnany joins me for an exclusive right now as we talk about her new book and her new life on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. A very big, busy news season we find ourselves in the middle of. And my next guest needs no introduction. She's been all over Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live in years past. But she kind of stopped coming on quite as often when she got a gig at the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, the 33rd press secretary of the United States, Kayleigh McEnany. Welcome back. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Kevin, it's great to join you. We've been old friends. I've been on with you a lot. So it's really good to reconnect now that I'm back in the private sector.
This is the most important question I have to ask you. Are you still as big a fan of Taco Bell as you were then?
I am. I have it less regularly just because I'm on the road so much and they don't have many Taco Bells in airports, but I still love it.
All right. Good enough. Hey, in all seriousness, we have a world that is at a crossroads of crises. In every direction you look, it seems as though the world has been turned almost 180 degrees upside down from where it was when you and the president left office. Talk to me about what your sense is in terms of what's going on with the people of this country right now. Do you sense that they're happy with what's happening in Washington, D.C.? Are they frustrated or are they fighting mad and ready to go to war over it?
Oh, I think there's an undeniable turn in this country, and I believe that turn came with Afghanistan. There's been a number of crises, you're exactly right. Inflation has added to it, the stalling of the monstrosity of a Biden agenda on the Hill, just a general sense of incompetence. But I think it all began with Afghanistan. I followed the polling closely, and it was, I said, that foreign policy doesn't tend to shift minds, but I think this is an exceptional circumstance where it defied left or right, Republican or Democrat. It just struck at the heart of what it means to be an American. We don't leave people behind. And indeed, it was at that point when Quinnipiac, left-wing poll, they said Andrew Gillum was going to beat DeSantis by 7 points. It was at that point that all of a sudden Biden slipped to 42% approval, to 38% approval, to 37% approval yesterday in a poll that likes to oversample Democrats and cover for him. It's just simply stunning to watch the rapidity with which we have unfortunately declined.
Do you think that the Democrats themselves know the condition that the current administration is leaving the state of their party in?
I think so. Look, it's hard to delude yourself or kind of put lipstick on a pig in this situation. They try to each and every day. Jim Psaki saying, no, illegal immigrants are coming in late at night at 2:30 or 4:30. That's early morning. So they do their best. Inflation's a high-class problem, to make these excuses. But I've got to believe, Kevin, when the doors shut, that they realize what they're up against. They have the slimmest majority in the House of any modern president, the hugest alarm bell of which is Terry McAuliffe in Youngkin out in Virginia being in a statistical dead heat, and Youngkin taking the lead on education, an issue friendly to Democrats typically. So I've got to believe, Kevin, when the doors of the West Wing close, Chief Staff's office, there's got to be a little bit of a panic.
Kayleigh, I know from talking to defense officials that your administration, the administration that preceded the Biden administration, had prepared a plan for an orderly exit from Afghanistan that was conditions based and would be governed by events on the ground as the military saw fit to govern it. And the fact that this guy came in and just basically tore it up, saying, well, because the other guy did it, I don't want to do it the way he was planning on doing it, really is shocking, considering that we lost 13 of our finest when we hadn't lost anybody in 18 months.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. You know, in my role as press secretary, it was my job to go to the different cabinets or different agencies, rather, I should say, and get information and gather, you know, the kind of the, what's happening in the meetings I was not in. And so when Afghanistan happened, kind of in the same vein, but more as a, you know, reporter, not to say I'm a reporter, but in more of a journalistic, inquisitive way, went back to some folks that I worked with in the intelligence community, folks who would have been in those planning meetings, generals I talked to. What I found is there was a plan, and I was told by General Kellogg in particular, Keith Kellogg, someone in the intelligence community told me that in a meeting with the president, he said, the president asked, you know, how soon would Afghanistan fall if there was no interim government? To which this high-level intel official looked at him and said, quickly. And President Trump retorted, you're right. If we don't have an interim government, it will fall in 2 days. And he kept repeating this 2 days refrain over and over. So it was crystal clear to President Trump and many others, this country will fall without an interim government, which is why over 4 years, he never pulled the trigger on getting out of Afghanistan. Unfortunately, 13 people lost their lives in a situation they should have never been in. They were heroes, our beautiful servicemen and women that unfortunately lost their lives at that Kabul airport.
Her new book is called For Such a Time as This, and that will be out in December, but you can pre-order it now. The pre-orders have already got her on several bestsellers list on Amazon, which is good news. Kaylee, it's been a while since you've been with us. How have you adapted to motherhood and work and, baseball wife, in addition to being the press secretary? How has the kind of mixed deck of life been in these last few months?
Yeah, so it's gotten better in that, you know, I see Blake a lot more. My mom was a real hero and getting Blake up to me when I was press secretary and making sure that I didn't go long stretches of time without seeing my daughter. But I get to spend a lot of time with her. I'm still on the road a lot. I like to keep my, you know, finger on the pulse of the nation. I travel far and wide from Orlando to Washington, Oregon, Texas. So I go and do speeches and whatnot in my day job on Fox, but I get to spend a lot more time with her. Which is wonderful. I've picked up cooking a little bit, although my husband might disagree.
Well, come on. You've made the effort. That's the important part. Let me shift gears a little bit. Let's talk about the president. How often do you get to talk to him, the former president? How often do you get to talk to him? What are his spirits like? And what's your read on his feeling about 2022 and 2024?
Yeah, I talk to him every few weeks. I was able to see him in person recently, which is really nice to just sit down and talk to him. I can tell you, you know, when I sat down with him, it was right after Afghanistan, and he was just disappointed, dismayed, really sad more than anything to see that this had happened and it didn't have to be this way. But look, he's overall, I will say, in terms of politically speaking, you know, heartened for the prospects of the party and the midterms. Of course, he'll have to make that decision whether he runs or not in 2024. But I think he sees the party going in a positive direction and being a big tent.
Do you see him being involved in 2022? Is he going to campaign for close races? I mean, we've got a real chance to see the House flip back to Republican control and for the Senate to actually not only gain control, but maybe pick up several seats. How involved is he going to be in this next year?
You know, I have no doubt he'll be very involved. You know, one thing, I worked at the RNC, and I think very highly of the RNC. They do great work. But one thing they don't do, and probably for good reason, they don't get involved in primaries. They support whoever is on the ticket for the general election. President Trump, you know, he's waded into these primaries, and just as important to him as the general election is the primary and making sure that we have a candidate, a conservative candidate, a candidate that's going to be loyal to the promises they've made to the people, someone who won't get sucked into the swamp. So, you know, he's already waded in quite a bit on the primary level. And if I had to surmise, if I had to guess, I would say I think you will see him quite a bit on the campaign trail next year.
Well, and I'm going to guess that then bodes well for a possible run for himself because it keeps him relevant and in the midst of everything. We've been speaking with Kaylee McEnany. If you want to follow her on Twitter, like 2.1 million other people have. And by the way, Kaylee, how did the president get deplatformed? I got deplatformed, but you didn't get deplatformed. You must know something about communications on a different level than some of the rest of us do. So congratulations on that. But you can follow her.
I'm sure he's coming for me. I'm sure Jack's coming for me at some point.
You can follow her at Kaylee McEnany. Spell it out, KayleeIGHMCENany. And I know you're going to say go Bucks, but I'm going to say go Cowboys, and we're just going to have to leave it there for this time.
We will agree to disagree, but hey, when Tom Brady's on your team, how can you be against him? You just can't.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, great to catch up with you. Thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Let's do it again.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.